the person who did the robbery was wearing high vis jacket, making himself look sort of almost workman or out in the street in some official capacity, which might have put off the driver. And then obviously he got the shock of his life when the robbery took place. And we've actually had other statements out in the last week about incidents in the Colmore Road area where there have been people posing as workmen, knocking at people's doors, wearing similar clothing. So whether it's connected, we're not entirely sure. We're going to be following that up with the police. But for the driver, in terms of his the shock to his system was obviously considerable, because it's the last place he would expect something like that to be happening, in terms of the fact it's very, very busy. A lot of people in the area who would have seen it happening, as was the case. So it's shocking indeed that it's actually taking place, especially in that location.
And quite brazen too, that it happened in the cold light of day.
Well, exactly, as I said, I mean, you know, the fact that this person was brazen enough to actually, at a location where there's actually traffic lights at the end of that street, so cars aren't just flowing through it, they're actually stopping, and you know, every couple of seconds as the lights change. So he felt able to do what he did in that location, knowing that the cars could actually be stopping in the street, and as you said, in broad daylight. So it shows that there's a degree of obviously pre-planning or some description, but also this person, you're assuming, has done something similar before.